So every August 6th, the church celebrates the feast of the transfiguration of the Lord. So what a great privilege we have that this year the feast of transfiguration fell on a Sunday. And so today we all are opportune to listen to the scripture passages that was proclaimed for us all, telling us about this mystery that happened to Jesus and his disciples, how Jesus revealed himself, and how the disciples felt when they experienced what we call a glimpse of the beatific vision, a glimpse of heaven. All the readings we read today all speak and explain the transfiguration. I remembered explaining the transfiguration to one of our nurses in the hospital a few years ago, because in the hospital where I worked and served as a chaplain, we normally announce the mass overhead, inviting people to come to the chapel and attend the mass. So on that day, it was Transfiguration Day, and the operator announced that we have mass of the transfiguration, inviting everyone to come for the mass. And the nurse who had the overhead announcement asked me, "What is that?" So she was asking me, "What is transfiguration?" So I took my time and sat down and began to explain to her what the transfiguration means, you know, repeating almost what we read in today's gospel, you know, how Jesus took the disciples to the mountain, how he became transfigured, how a cloud overcame them, and how a voice, you know, spoke. Explaining to this nurse that this is what we all anticipate at the end of time. She listened to what I was saying, and then after my explanation, she smiled and said, "This sounds like a fairy tale." So when you listen to today's scripture readings, does it sound like a fairy tale to you? Be frank, let me know. What we read in the gospel today, does it sound like a fairy tale? Feel free to speak. How did it look? You know, how did you perceive today's readings? Did you think it is not real? What we read in the gospel today, that Jesus took some people to the mountain and then transfigured, that people could not recognize him anymore, does it sound to you like a fairy tale? It is not. You know, there is a difference between what we call myth and reality. A myth is something that is generic. You know, people use myth to explain truth about life, truth about nature, truth about the world, truth about our earth. Yeah. But myth is different from reality. Reality is historical. In other words, what we read in today's gospel was reported by three of the gospel writers, and it has a geographical location. Mount Tabor, that was where it happened, where this transfiguration happened. In other words, it is a historical event. And so that is why we have to pay attention to the second reading, Peter explaining that what we profess to you, what we preach to you, is not contrived myth. It is not folk tale. It is not fairy tale. Peter went at length to explain to us that they were witnesses. In other words, being a witness means that this is a historical event, and so it is not a fairy tale. And that is the reason why we have to pay very great attention to what happened at Mount Tabor, Jesus revealing himself. And that is where it comes then to ask ourselves, What do we learn from the transfiguration of Jesus? Number one, the transfiguration of Jesus unveils his true nature as the Son of God, because that voice that came from the cloud revealed him. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. In other words, the transfiguration is also revealing to us the authority and the connection that the heavenly realm has with Jesus. And so, we need to then ask ourselves, where do we find ourselves in this? Why did Jesus reveal himself in this way to the disciples? We are reminded about the importance of faith and trust in God's plan for us. Jesus did not transfigure himself for nothing. He was trying to reveal to us what God has in plan for you and me. And that made a huge impression on the disciples when they saw that. And that was what gave them the reason to say, we can put our life for this faith that we hold. Because they knew that through this revelation of Jesus, life has a goal. Life has a purpose. And so on this day, we come to realize then that the final purpose of the Christian life, the final purpose of our religion, the final purpose that God has created us for, is not just that we become good people only. No. The final purpose of our Christianity is not to make us ethical human beings. No. The final purpose of our religion is that me and you will one day be transformed and transfigured as Jesus. And that is what will happen to you and me the very day we breathe our last. Heaven is real. Heaven is not a fiction. Heaven is not a folklore. Heaven is not a fairy tale. If we pay attention to our feelings, no matter the state of life we find ourselves, there is this feeling in us about something greater. This feeling does not come out only when we are suffering. You know, when someone is experiencing hardship, when someone is experiencing suffering, there is this desire to yearn for a better place. I wish I am somewhere else when I am suffering. But at the same time, even when we are enjoying life, even when we have everything we need in life, even when we are very comfortable, there is still this feeling in us that there is something more. That something more is what God has created us with. It is embedded in our human nature to know that this place is temporary. Here on earth, no matter how comfortable we are, we can never feel satisfied. God purposely put it that way, so that we have to aspire to what comes in the next world. And that is what Jesus has revealed to us. So on a day like this, we have to rejoice, because we all know where we are going to. We are going to heaven, and all we are doing right now is a preparation for that time. And so the Feast of Transfiguration then begins to prepare us for this event that will happen for you and me when God decides to call us back home. And so let us pray for ourselves that we may take today's readings to heart, listening to what God told us when Jesus transfigured before the disciples. He said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." So our work and our homework today will be, how do we listen to his voice? That's what we can make a point of prayer today, asking the Lord, since you have prepared for me the life of glory at the end of time, help me to listen to your voice. Help me that your voice may be a guiding principle of my life, so that whatever I do every day will be guided by your voice. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.